Let's start reshaping Europe. It's time. A podcast series of dialogue perspectives, discussing religions and worldviews. A program of the Leo Beck Foundation, supported by the Federal Foreign Office.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Dialogue Perspectives podcast. My name is Gil Schochat. I am a program manager at Dialogue Perspectives, and today we are glad to air the next episode from our series, Reshaping Europe. In this series, our participants take center stage by sharing their personal approaches towards their various fields of engagement with the wider public. For example, by showcasing their current activist projects, discussing their research topics, offering a glimpse into their networks, or simply reflecting on the current state of affairs in their countries of residence. Our series is committed to the discussion and representation of a wide range of opinions on and approaches to the current state of affairs in European societies. The variety of stances and insights reflect the diversity of our participants and their individual backgrounds, as well as their attitudes to religion, worldviews, pressing political issues, or questions of public policy. Thus, it goes without saying that the viewpoints presented in the series do not necessarily reflect those of Dialogue Perspectives. They shall, moreover, serve as a point of departure, as food for thought for the discussion of pressing issues of our time. In this episode of our podcast, our participant Eleonora Pede offers the listeners a glimpse into her comparative study on the relationship between Muslim and Christian ethics in Europe and the academic field of gender studies. More precisely, Eleonora assesses the potential broader impact that German liberal Muslim institutions could have on the LGBTQI and feminist Muslim and Catholic communities in Europe. Her research journey started in Berlin at the first self-prescribed liberal mosque in Germany, and then takes to her home country, Italy. The pieces part of the blog series This Is Us, Insights from Our Participants, that has been launched in November 2020. Eleonora is a PhD candidate in a joint program of the Faculty of Theology at the University of Lugano, Switzerland, and La Cattolica University in Milan. She is currently based in the Italian capital, Rome. Enjoy and reflect.
Building bridges, how German liberal Muslims are influencing discourses on LGBTQ+ and religious liberalism in Europe. My first encounter with a liberal vision of religion was in the framework of the Berlin-based self-proclaimed liberal Ibn Rushd Getemoshe in 2017. This is one of the first instances in Europe of a mosque led by a woman, offering an egalitarian praying space for men and women, as well as accepting all people regardless of their gender identity. A couple of days before my arrival in Germany, the Italian television dedicated a prime-time report to the mosque, and as a European feminist in love with Islamic studies, I really wanted to experience this reality with my own eyes. The creation of this new community in Berlin has sparked a different reaction in the public. On the one hand, it obviously garnered a lot of well-meaning curiosity, but on the other hand, it simultaneously received harsh criticism from some Muslim groups, culminating in that the mosque's founder, Serhan Ateş, received a series of death threats. In the course of my stay in Berlin, I had the chance to attend several meetings organized by this new liberal community, to hear the stories and to understand their idea of inclusivism. Intense grappling with their approach to Islam led me to conclude that I didn't fully support their vision of religion and feminism. For instance, as opposed to Ateş, I strongly believe that all women should be able to choose to wear the hijab. Furthermore, I support the idea that all workplaces, be they in the private or the public sector, should permit to wear it. In Italy, for instance, there are no rules against the use of hijab. Even if it's not easy to see a woman with a headscarf working as a public employee, And sadly, there are still many Italians who think that a woman wearing a hijab is obliged to do it by her family. But a religious symbol should, in my opinion, not be considered as a symbol of patriarchy. After my experiences with the Ibn Rushd Gateway Mosque, I decide to further analyze the liberal vision of Islam, dedicating my time to the study of the Quran and its tafsir from a feminist perspective. I also had the chance to translate a part of Amel Grammi's book Al-Ikhtilaf fi Thaqafa Arabiyya from Arabic to Italian, focusing my attention on LGBTQ+ Muslim. In the course of my study and research, I realized that there were many LGBTQ+ Muslim in Italy who were sincerely inspired by the foundation of the Ibn Rushd Gateway Mosque. In my opinion, this enthusiastic reaction can be seen as a reflection of the widespread attention that the mosque garnered in the Italian media. And honestly, I cannot really understand the reason. Although Italian TV shows and news sites usually don't share reports on liberal Islam, this mosque has drawn a lot of attention. Maybe because it fashioned itself as an inclusive place for all people, regardless of their provenance, faith or gender identity. However, and this is a fundamental flaw in my view, this inclusionary attitude comes from a halt when it comes to a woman who, for instance, independently decide to wear the niqab, or if you wish to work in the public sector and don't want to sacrifice your headscarf. This notwithstanding, the German examples of inclusion within Islam, like the Liberal Islamischer Bund and the Ibn Rushd Gateway Mosque, have inspired numerous organizations across Europe to create some safe spaces within religion, where people can express a more complex version of their identity. Prime examples are the Centre Kalem Marseille, guided by a gay imam, the Italian group Sono l'unica mia, where a young queer woman is trying to challenge the vision of Islam as a patriarchal religion through her activism, and the Offene Mosque in Switzerland, a place where men and women can pray together. Talking with some Italian Catholic groups, Wolf and Pastoral for Rainbow Worshippers organized shared prayer meeting and events on faith and homosexuality, more or less like Keshette. During a pastoral meeting, we realized that these Islamic groups could also inspire also other religious groups, which is why we started to support interfaith dialogue that could help LGBTQ+ people to feel more accepted by their religious community, even though their religious leaders don't support equal rights for homosexuals and profess that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. I just spent this summer traveling to Germany to collect testimonies from LGBTQ+ Muslim as well as their Christian brothers and sisters. These testimonies are fundamental for my PhD research on the topic. Investigating the work of these liberal groups gives us the chance to reflect on two main issues. Firstly, the role of women within Islamic religion in a European context, where female leaders fight for equal rights and recognition by their male colleagues in the religious sphere. Is it practically possible to be feminist, European and Muslim? Furthermore, can Islamic feminism potentially help some Christian groups in Europe to be more open-minded towards women and to accept them as religious leaders? The second point is to understand if LGBTQ+ worshippers can be accepted by their religious groups and to comprehend if their religious identity is compatible with their gender identity. The method proposed for my research project will be divided into two main parts in order to create a comparison. The first part will start with a detailed study of the Islamic sources and analysis of liberal European Muslim, based on a close reading of the Islamic traditional sources, such as Al-Quran, Al-Sunnah and the Tafsir. The second part analyzes Vatican Declaration on Interreligious Dialogue and Homosexuality after the Second Vatican Council. Finally, the empirical part, comprised of interviews with LGBTQ+ Muslim and Catholics, will be fundamental in order to contextualize the theoretical work of the project. Summing up with my research, I would like to comprehend if it's possible to create a bridge in contemporary European society between religion and gender identities, where both elements are equally respected. It is my hope that this bridge can help to fight religious intolerance and hatred of LGBTQ+, and that it can furthermore develop a new perspective on the role of this group within religious community. Who knows, maybe this will be a contribution that can help Europe to be more united in diversity.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dialogue Perspectives podcast series, Reshaping Europe. You listened to a contribution by our participant Eleonora Pede on her comparative study of the relationship between Muslim and Christian ethics in Europe and the academic field of gender studies. Until our next episode airs, you are very welcome to check out our manifold outlets to keep yourself posted on our activities. Visit our homepage, www.dialogueperspectives.org. There, you can also read Liz's piece, as well as further contributions by our participants from this program year on our blog. Also, you make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My name is Yu Shaohat. Stay tuned.